the Whitaker family came over from England in the early 1800s and set up a wool mill here on the creek. There were several mills along this stretch of creek, but the Whitaker Mill was right here. It was just on the creek. There was an actual water wheel that originally powered what they would make the threads and textiles with. The mill was built in 18... I think everything here was done by 1813, some buildings as early as 1809 or 1810, but these houses were all put up by 1813. And the mill was in constant operation, family-owned, through the 1970s. So these houses were original stone, just, you know, this floor upstairs and the basement. I believe some of this was added on after the fact. But you can go down to the basement and see the original stone walls, and it's not even concrete. It's like a mud mix that they used to keep it all together. But these houses were basically for the Whitaker family, like their kids, and also like other employees. They would have several families living in these houses. They would take some money out of their wages, but they had a place to stay and they'd be right here. This was really like its own village community. So the Whitakers originally had the manor house, which is the large house just up the street. And then these four here were for their, you know, kids or in-laws and other people working at the mill. I believe there was also other sections of homes as well that were later demolished. There used to be a small chapel just across the creek sitting on the other side of the hill. And the main factory was directly across the road that, I don't know if you're able to see, it's nighttime right now, but there's a large open field there. That was where the main mill stood. There used to be an old covered bridge in what's now Tabor Road before it was expanded. It was a completely different landscape here. What is now the woods that I've been describing was all pasture. There's photographs that we've seen probably taken from like some of the 1890s and early 20th century of the back of our homes, but unrecognizable because it's just roaming pastures with cattle and horses grazing. And now it's completely wooded. This is before all the trees were planted. There you know, used to be a small swimming hole right in the backwoods where, you know, we used to walk my dog and call it my beach, but that was where a swimming hole was. And there's photos that we've seen in time since that have groups of children swimming in the holes. And basically the whole community here was founded on these mills, and that was a huge part of Philadelphia's economy at that time. This was at the same time like the Napoleonic Wars, and it was tough to import textiles from Europe, so we had to make our own here, and it was a lucrative business. And the family continued it all through the wars of the 20th century, and I believe their signature was bed ticking, which was a type of, you know, coarse blanket that came in handy during World War II and was used for soldiers abroad. And they ceased operations, I believe, in 1970. The buildings remained here for a few years, but in 1975, they were a victim of arson. And someone set fire to some of the buildings. The city came in and knocked most of them. These were left standing, and a few people either had moved in or were already squatting here, you know, taking care of the place, so to speak, and the city sold them the houses so long as they took care of them and gave it to them for a song. They kind of had their own little hippie commune here, from what I'm told, through the 70s and 80s, and it was, 1991 when my family purchased the house from one of those original settlers, so to say, that came in the 70s there.